Praise God, praise God, praise God,
praise God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, how we look forward to that time where there is time no more. Just an eternity, Lord. We're trapped in this dimension of time, Lord. We can't understand that, but we believe it with all of our hearts, Lord. There is a land beyond the river. There is a place so much better than this place. Help us, Lord. Whatever it takes, oh God, bring us to that place, Lord. We know it takes your grace and mercy, Lord, that amazing grace. Lord, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You started it, Lord. We're expecting you to finish it. Lord, I invite you today to come. Take control, oh God. Visit us in a special way, in an unusual way, Lord. Manifest yourself, your word today, oh God. Speak to us by your word and by your spirit. Lift us up in the heavenly places. Help us, Lord, to see what you want us to see, Lord. Grant it, Father. Lord, you see the needs of the people, Lord. As humans, we sympathize, we have compassion, we want to help. But sometimes, Lord, it's only you that can make a difference, Lord. And I ask you to bless your people and help them meet their every need, O God. Heal their bodies, their minds, their spirits, O God. Help them to be sober-minded, Lord. Help them to see clearly, O God. Deliver them from all evil spirits, all wrong thinking, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. May the mind that's in Christ be in us today. Bless the reading of your word now. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While we're standing, if we can turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Book of Revelation, chapter 1. And I'm just going to read a few verses, verse 1 through 3. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Well, I believe it is a real blessing to hear the Word of God. Amen. You know, sometimes I don't think we understand the magnitude of it. Sometimes, you know, we believe that the Bible is the Word of God. We believe that the preaching of the cross, it may be foolishness to them that perish, but to us that are saved, it is the power of God. And so, if we have a really clear understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the benefits that come from it, I think we would realize what a real blessing is to read and to hear and to keep the Word of God. So I don't think there's a greater blessing. And Brother Branham said many times that when God gave to his children the best thing he could give them, when he gave them his Word. That was the protection that he gave them and he gave us. He gave us his Word to keep us and protect us. So it's a real blessing. And we learned last week that many people hear physically. They might see physically, but they don't understand. So the word hearing, you know, the word, the real meaning of what we want is not just to physically hear the words, but to understand the meaning of it. What does it really mean? To understand what it truly God is doing. So I also believe that the only way that this can really happen is if God reveals his word to us. Amen. Directly reveals his word to us. So we're going to talk about that today. In the last days, we realize that we're in the last age. I think everybody should understand that in this last days, the need for true revelation is so critical. If you read in Matthew 24, you understand that mass deception is promised for this time. Mass deception. And so we realize that the true revelation helps keep us from the false ideas, false doctrines, and the impact that that has on people. See, the fact is many will be deceived at the end. Many are deceived right now. So the masses are deceived. And those with the true revelation are kept by the Word of God. They're kept by the true revelation of the Word. Now listen, many people today are going to church with a Bible. Many people are going to church saying they believe Jesus Christ is God, and they believe that the Bible is the Word of God. But not everybody understands the true revelation of it. And many of those people are actually caught up into false doctrine, which causes them to worship in vain. In vain they worship, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. So some people can have the appearance of being okay when it's not okay. And God has revealed that to us in the last days. Amen. So it's really important that we understand, you know, that the Bible says in Matthew 24, except those days be shortened, no flesh would be saved. Amen. That's how bad it would be. Amen. At the end time. Except those days be shortened, no flesh would be saved. But then it says, for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
Amen.
Praise God. So thank God for his mercy to us. Now let's turn to Matthew 24. I want to get right into it today. Appreciate everybody coming out today and seeking God. Amen. Matthew chapter 16. And this is a very familiar scripture to us, verse 13. But I just want to go over it one more time. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men, first he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He referred to himself as the Son of Man. Son of Man refers to a prophet, right? So, and they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Who do you say he is? See, that's the important. What do you believe about it? Whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ. What's Christ? That's the anointed one. Peter saw he's the Messiah. He's the promised word for the day. He's the Messiah to come, the Lamb of God to come and take away the sins of the world. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. He didn't get it from another man. Flesh and blood didn't reveal it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven, my Father, the Spirit of the living God, revealed it directly to Peter. That revelation. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So you see the importance of revelation. See? It, all through time, back in Genesis, Cain had the wrong revelation. Abel had the right revelation. And God accepted Abel. Sorry, Cain and Abel. Cain had the wrong revelation. Abel had the right revelation. And Abel was accepted by God, and Cain was not. And Cain, here's one of the problems with having a wrong religious revelation is you almost stand against God. What do you mean you won't accept it? Something very wrong about that. You know, where Abel, he offered what? The shed blood of an innocent one. You know, and that wasn't the first time God chose to accept that kind of sacrifice. When Adam and Eve failed, God made a choice of how man was going to be saved. He said, the day you ate there, the day you die. Right? They could live up to 1,000. They didn't live 1,000 years, but listen, they would have been killed, I think, except God took an animal life. God shed that blood in their stead, pointing to the sacrifice of Calvary. So it was the shed blood of an innocent. God made a decision. That's how I'm going to accept man. Not through our works, not through our righteousness, not through all that we know, but when we're trusting in the shed blood of an innocent one. Amen. I want you to know today, I believe that's a huge revelation. And you know, as I travel around the message, because revelation's talked about so much, and there's so much that's called revelation that really isn't revelation. It's like a perversion, right? And so, I stand up in front of a new congregation and I say, I have two very deep revelations that you need to have. And they stand back like this, right? And I say, the first revelation that I have is that I'm nothing in myself. There's nothing good in me. If I get what I deserve, I'm going to hell. And even on top of that, if he sends me to hell, he's still righteous.
Amen.
He's still holy.
Amen.
I said, now I have another revelation. It's greater than the first revelation. The shed blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all my sin. And because of what he did on Calvary, I believe I'm saved.
Amen.
I should have went to hell, but I don't believe I'm going.
Amen.
Because of what he did for me.
Amen.
But Brother John, I thought you said you were going to tell us two very deep revelations. I did.
Amen.
They are very deep. And they are very important. Remember, clear waters run deep. It's just because something looks mysterious doesn't mean it's deep. It's probably muddy waters and you get your head stuck in the mud if you jump in. Right? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I love clear waters.
Amen.
Where I can see from Genesis through Revelation.
Amen.
I can see everything Brother Branham taught. I don't just have to hold on to one quote. It just follows all the way through. And it doesn't contradict one bit the Word of God. It lines up exactly with the original gospel.
Amen.
That's clear waters to
Amen.
Me. I need the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I need a Savior today. I need the Holy Ghost. I need that real original baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And every one of us need that. Amen. We're contending. We're fighting to hold on to the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Amen. That real revelation. And see, when that real revelation's in you, you just can't accept anything else. Amen. You know, you have a detector in there. There's something that just goes off. And even you might not even understand it. You could be sitting in a meeting and everybody's going, amen, amen, amen. You're sitting there like, something wrong. You know, I don't know what's wrong. But something's wrong. Where, you know, Jesus told us, my sheep hear my voice, a stranger they will not follow. So when Jesus is speaking, something's going, amen, amen. Something inside of you can agree, it can see. See, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I never got a headache listening to Brother Branham. But some other people around the message, I listen to them and I get a headache. Trying to figure out what the heck are they trying to say.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Amen.
One of them old-fashioned.
Amen.
Old-fashioned Holy Ghost who believes that the power of God lays in the simplicity of the gospel.
Amen.
Not in something complicated, not in something new. We're not trying to find something new. We're trying to find something very old.
Amen.
We're contending for the old-fashioned, the original. Brother Bram's whole ministry was restoration. And then I hear people say, we got a new gospel today. We got a new word today. We have the restored word. There's never anything wrong with the word of God.
Amen.
There was never anything wrong with the original gospel.
Amen.
What was wrong in people's interpretation of it? The denominations interpreted it wrong. People interpreted it wrong. But there's we don't have a restored word today. We have the original word. We were restored. Our faith was restored back to the original word.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So revelation is so important. Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, hath revealed it to you. And thou art Peter. And people thought Peter was the rock. People got very self-righteous and said, Peter's not the rock. Jesus is the rock. And the truth is, they're both wrong. It wasn't Peter and it wasn't Jesus that was the rock. It was the revelation that Peter had of who Jesus was.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was not just a prophet. He was more than a prophet.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He was, Peter understood, all those prophecies were talking about him.
Yes.
I'm standing in the presence of a man who looks ordinary, but he's far from ordinary.
Amen.
The common people hear him gladly. Yes. The Pharisees hate him.
Yes.
But he's more than a man. He is the Word made flesh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise the Lord.
So Peter has this revelation, and Jesus is upon this rock. Now, later on, Peter proved he didn't understand everything.
Amen.
He had a true revelation of who Jesus was. He had, the most important revelation. But there's other things that he didn't understand. You could see that. Will you at this time restore the kingdom? You know, they're walking on the road to Emmaus. We thought he was the one, you know, Paul had to withstand him to the face because Peter was intimidated by the big name preachers that came into town. And he said, we can't eat with the Gentiles. Paul withstood him to the face, said, you're wrong.
Amen.
Wouldn't you like to have seen that? That would have been interesting. Praise God.
Amen.
So just because you have the Holy Ghost and you have a direct revelation doesn't mean you know everything.
Amen.
So there's room for humility in all
Amen.
This. Actually, if you have the Holy Ghost, humility will be there.
Amen.
And we'll talk about that because later we're living in a day where knowledge increases. And knowledge does what? Puffs up.
Amen.
But love edifies.
Amen.
Love, see, love is the main thing. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 11. It ties right into this. Matthew chapter 11, 25. And at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Be careful when you think you're smart. God will hide things from you. Because you're so puffed up in yourself. He's like, he resists the proud, giveth grace to the humble. Because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes.
Amen.
Oh, I'm in the message of the hour. I got the word. I'm not a babe in the word. I got the meat of the word. And many of those people with that attitude, God's hiding himself from them.
Amen.
Because they can't humble themselves to hear his voice. They're looking way out somewhere, and the devil gives them something to find. But if they would just humble themselves, they could hear the word of God and purity of word of God.
Amen.
See? Hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And, don't you love the ends in the Bible? Don't pay attention to ends. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So no man really knows the Father except the Son, and he that the Son will reveal him. We need revelation.
Amen.
You know, so much has been said about revelation that's wrong that we kind of shy away when someone talks about revelation because we're concerned that they're going to have some weird revelation. But we need true, pure revelation from God. Because that's what keeps us. Amen.
Amen.
No man knoweth God unless God gives him a direct revelation.
Amen.
And that's that same rock the church is built upon. The church is built upon revelation. And we see in the scriptures that there are many things that were hidden for many years and that were promised to be revealed in the last time. Let's go to Daniel as an example. Daniel 12. Verse 1, praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is part 2 of what we preached last week was about the voice of God, and we're just continuing that, some background scriptures here. The voice of God.
Amen.
We need to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
See, that's how he speaks to us, through his voice, and his voice comes in many different ways.
Amen.
At that time, Daniel 12:1, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. Now that lines up exactly with Matthew 24. It talks about the same thing. A time of trouble that never was before. See, I believe we're at the doorstep of that time. The great tribulation period is coming upon this world, and they don't realize it. In other words, just imagine the world before all the weather technology and everything, and there's a huge hurricane coming to the coast, and they didn't even have technology to know there was hurricanes. They just thought, wow, look, the sky's getting a little dark, but it's a huge hurricane, 100 mile an hour winds about to come, and they don't know it. Well, that's the condition of this world today.
Amen.
They can see the weather and they can see hurricanes, but they can't see spiritually what's about to hit this world. But we, you know, who have ears to hear and eyes to see, we should understand.
Amen.
It should not come on us as a thief in the night.
Oh,
there's a dark time coming on this world, a time of trouble that never was before. And, you know, we see signs of it in the world when we see people going crazy, killing other people, mass shootings and things like that. Listen, brother, sister, I don't mean to be negative, but it's only going to get worse as we get closer. It's going to get worse than that. Because the people that are manifesting those unthinkable actions, there's more people going to be subject to those kind of spirits. And then you have people around this country who are storing up guns and arms and militia, and you know they're thinking, you know, they got to have all this to protect themselves. Well, soon it'll become chaos. Can you imagine when chaos ensues and the government's out of control and people are just running around with guns? when the economy fails and people are just taking food.
Amen.
Listen, you could store up food in your basement, but someone's going to take it from you.
Amen.
What you need is to store up the Holy Ghost inside of you, because we're going to need supernatural power to get out of here.
Amen.
Don't plan to stay and get through it.
Right.
We're not that group that stays and goes through. Noah went through that tribulation, but Enoch, he was no more. He walked with God and was not. That's the type of the bride. That's our goal, is to get out of here. I don't want to plan to go through tribulation period. No, we just need to receive the token, the Holy Ghost, the seal of God, and that's our ticket out of here.
Amen.
Praise. That's much more important than having an extra generator and extra food in your basement, that the man with the bigger gun is going to get the food. Hey, did you hear? John's got food in his basement. Let's go get it. What are you going to do? Well, I got a big gun, but he's got a bigger gun. Help us, Lord. We're joking a little bit, but that's the time that's on this earth. Chaos is going to ensue. You know, they'll declare martial law. They're going to do things that we never thought they're going to do. It's going to happen. But are we worried? Does that scare you? When that really starts to happen, it's time to leave. When the squeeze comes down, Brother Bram said, that's the time that the bride will manifest the fullness of the third pool in the fullness of its power.
Amen.
The spoken word. See, you won't have to think, what should I say? He steps into you and speaks through you.
Amen.
Every time Brother Branham manifested that third pool power, it was sovereign grace that took over.
Amen.
See, sovereign grace. That's what we need, the grace of God, the Spirit of God, because we can't fight this thing with intellect and physical strength. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Time of trouble that never was before. Since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Praise God. See, the promise is always there. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Do you have that revelation that your name is in the book?
Amen.
Amen. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Now, what's this talking about? Resurrection.
Amen.
This is talking about the resurrection time is tied to the tribulation time. See, it's right at the end. Where are we? Do you think this world's going to keep going on?
No, sir.
Are you trusting in the Dow Jones Industrial?
No, sir.
Are you trusting in our government? We can't trust in anything in the natural.
Amen.
We can only trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Are you trusting in your job?
No, sir.
You can't trust in anything.
Amen.
We need the supernatural power of God.
Amen.
That's what we need.
Amen.
Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. That's the sad truth. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. You know, it's really something if you can win a soul. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise.
Amen.
See, and what does it take to win a soul? Yield to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You and I can't win anything. We can't do anything.
Well,
without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we'll surely fail.
Amen.
But if we yield to Christ, you know what he's going to do? He's going to try and win a soul.
Amen.
Because that's his desire, to win souls. Praise God. Verse 4, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, seal the book, even to the time of the end. And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now let me just stop there for a moment. Seal up the book to the time of the end. So we see that there's something that is hidden that needs to be revealed at the end time. So God has truth. And he says, shut it up. Don't reveal it just yet. It's not time yet. But at the end, then it's going to be revealed. See? And then, and notice, it seems to give us a sign about that time because it says, many shall run to and fro. Now, it's funny, you know, if you look at what people say about this, to me it's clear it is about transportation. But people say, no, that's about running to and fro through the book, and by knowledge they're going to understand things. I don't believe that at all. I believe knowledge shall increase. We see what happened. If you take the last 200 years of human existence here on earth, knowledge has gone through the roof. We were going along living the same kind of lifestyle, you know, farmers and humble, and then in the last 200 years, just the knowledge has... But, as Brother Branham told us, that feeding on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that kills us more. The more we know, the more we kill ourselves. See, because we invented guns, we kill each other with guns. We invented cars, we kill each other with cars. We invent all these things. You know, we invented nuclear technology. Brother Branham said, what do you think he's going to do with that? Listen, a prophet of God has seen the United States from coast to coast as stubble. I do believe this country is going to be hit and reduced to rubble.
Amen.
Why? Because such grace came to this country.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, we don't have to depend on an interpreter to hear the voice of a prophet.
That's right.
We can hear it direct.
Hey!
He went all over this country. Woo! In all kinds of churches preaching the gospel. We have access to the sermons. This country had access to Brother Branham's ministry and many other ministries that preach the true gospel.
Amen.
And what have the people done with it? Brother Branham stood up in 1956. He said, what's going on? He says, Billy Graham's crossing the country, my ministry crossing the country. He said, what? This country has rejected the gospel in 1956. Take this country since then, it's gone down, 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 down. And ultimately, it's going to be destroyed. I believe that because it's rejected God.
Amen.
People wonder why these things are happening while at the same time they don't want God.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
I want God.
Amen.
I want prayer in our families and in the schools and everywhere, right? And people that say, no, we don't want to offend somebody. Listen, they're wrong. You're trying not to offend somebody worshiping a false God.
Amen.
It's ridiculous, but that's the way it is. You know, when they founded this country, they wanted to believe in God. They really wanted people to have freedom from religions, man-made religions. But they wanted people to be able to worship God. I don't think the founding fathers ever realized they should have said, this is a Christian country. We'll accept other religions. We'll let you practice your religion. Christianity will let other people practice their religion. But other religions won't let you practice Christianity.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? So they should have said, this is a Christian country. Now, the reason they didn't is because they saw signs of dictatorial people in religion that would force their will, church and state, together, right? Catholicism is a good example, right? Where the Pope was not just a spiritual ruler, but he was a natural ruler and had influence. So they didn't want that, and therefore they didn't call it Christianity. But anyway, we can't go back and change it. Now we see what's happening.
Amen.
Real Christians are the only group you're allowed to persecute, practically.
Amen.
Let's stand up and be counted.
Hey, amen.
That's it, brother. Amen.
Stand up and be counted. You know, if people don't believe in God, there's going to be other Christians that support you, but there's going to be a lot of people that don't want religion at all. Help us, Lord, to be true.
Amen.
Keep me true, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Keep me true, right?
Amen. Amen.
So now, things are hidden. And we see many shall run to and fro. Think about the technology in this world. There's no way 200 years people could have ever imagined what we have today as far as technology. The knowledge that people have. And a lot of good things come out of it. You look at the Industrial Revolution and people used to ever do it by hand. And then they started using machines. And of course, at first, the greedy people made the work conditions horrible, and then unions came in, and they had their place for a while, and then things tend to get better in the workplace, and the standard of living went from being very poor, malnourished, lack of food, to being a higher standard of living, see? So in the natural, with knowledge increasing, you know, we think we're living better, but spiritually, it's actually worse.
Amen.
Because the more you feed the flesh man, the less you're feeding the spirit man. See, people used to be more humble in the way they live. See, but now with all the internet and everything that people have, you can get lifted up. See, here's the problem with too much knowledge. You may be smart, but that doesn't mean you're right. See, and smart people tend to have, and I've said this a million times, an elevated opinion of their own opinion. Right? And we all look around and say, yeah, that's all them. When really it's here.
Amen.
That's right, Brother John, it's you. Do we look at ourselves? See, and it's not enough for you to look yourself. No man really knows their heart. We need God to look inside.
Amen.
We need God to show us how He sees us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I do believe this. If everyone here today had a clear view of how God sees us, it would lead us to repentance.
Amen.
But people walk around so lifted up in themselves and proud. God hates a proud look. What about a proud heart? Don't have strong opinions about nonsense. Why? Why does everybody have to do it your way? Why, when you express an opinion, do you get upset when people just don't agree with you? Don't you understand the brilliance and magnificence of what I said? That's how people act. How about humility? How about preferring one another? That's scriptural.
Amen.
It's not scriptural to be proud and obnoxious about your opinions. Listen, God resisteth the proud,
amen,
but giveth grace to the humble.
Amen.
Do you want to hear the voice of God?
Amen.
Don't be proud. Don't live a life so brilliant in your own mind, you know, that everybody's wrong but you. It's horrible. That's what happens to the churches at the end. Jesus is on the outside knocking. They become so smart and filled with knowledge, Jesus is not welcome anymore.
That's true.
And they knoweth not that they're poor, wretched, and born. Why? Because they won't listen to anybody.
Amen.
That's a problem for the churches. That's a problem for individuals. We're not always right. Listen, I know it might be a surprise to you, but I'm wrong a lot. We all are. If we could see clearly, we would have that mindset. Maybe I'm not right. Maybe I don't need to push my own opinion here. You know, maybe somebody else's thought's better than mine. Right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I really think this is important and it ties to the message today because God resisteth the proud.
Amen.
You won't hear His voice. You won't get a good revelation while there's pride there. We've got to get rid of that thing.
Amen.
Help us, Lord. So knowledge doesn't help you. Listen, you may be very skilled at what you do in life. That doesn't help you get closer to God. Well, God gave me this gift. And other people don't understand the brilliance of it. You're delusional.
Amen.
Gifts of God make you more humble.
Amen.
Anything God gives you is going to make you lower yourself.
Amen.
It doesn't make you exalt yourself.
Amen.
That's the devil doing that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Many shall run to and fro, knowledge shall increase. So the rat race of today is a sign of the end time. Fast cars, fast food, everybody's running around like a chicken with their head cut off, and no time to do anything. See, so the key is we should take note and not get caught up in it. The smart person's not the one that's so busy doing everything they have no time for anything. Amen. The smart person's the one that reduces, simplifies. I'd like to do that, sorry, but I don't have time for that. And you're thinking, because I need to get alone with God.
Amen.
I got an appointment. I can't make it to all the parties. I can't do all the activities. I can't do everything. See, I guess that's easy for me because I like to be alone. Some people like to be around people, but I think we need all of us need to be able to get alone.
Amen.
You need alone time and spend that time with God.
Hallelujah.
Begging Him, asking Him to speak to you because we need to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, I wonder, is it possible God's speaking today?
Amen.
No, it's just Brother John up there, and he's just going off, and you know, see, but really, God can come into this little place and speak to us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe that. If I didn't believe that, I would not stand here.
Amen.
I would not take the time and pray, and I wouldn't spend the effort. God is doing something.
Amen.
I don't want to be caught up in the rat race. I want to be caught up into the true revelation of God.
Amen.
Glory to the Lord.
Because I believe God wants to manifest His Word.
Hallelujah.
And He's looking for somebody that wants that.
Amen.
Do you want that?
Yes.
Amen.
Cut off things that distract you. Cut off the things of the world. Get the noise out of your life. Too much noise. You know, there's nothing wrong with not having the radio on. There's nothing wrong with not having music on. There's nothing wrong with sitting in silence.
Sir,
you know, when my parents got older, I walk into their house and they had the TV on all the time. But they weren't watching it. It was background noise. It was irritating. It's like, Mom, can we turn it off? Oh, yeah, you can. You know, I don't want to see Dancing with the Stars. I'm sorry. I want to be with the stars of God,
amen,
the sons and daughters of God. Right?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
My mom liked Dancing with the Stars. I just don't like that. I don't have time for that. That's nonsense.
Amen.
So much of what the world is putting out is nonsense. Why do we let the world occupy our time? It's noise. It distracts from what's important. Help us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The rat race. Let's get out of it. Let's tear ourselves away and spend time with God.
Amen.
Let's go back to Daniel 12:5. Again, we're in that same chapter of Daniel. Then Daniel said, "Look, Daniel, then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard a man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for a time and times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Listen, that ties to Revelation 10.
Amen.
And I heard, but I understood not. Notice Daniel. I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till.
Amen.
Now, what does till mean? Till means until.
Amen.
Like Mary, Joseph, he didn't know her till she had the baby. That's why Jesus had brothers and sisters, see? Because Joseph knowed Mary after. The Catholic Church says he never went to Mary after, because they make Mary God, right? But she had other kids, I believe.
Amen.
Till. Look at that word. Sealed till the time of the end. They're closed and sealed until the time of the end.
Amen.
And what's going to happen at the time of the end? They're going to be open. Things are going to be known. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from that time, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Amen. So Daniel's going to stand there with those people that heard God speaking through Daniel. See? He's going to stand in his lot. Paul's going to stand in his lot. I believe Irenaeus, Martin, Columba, Luther, Wesley, Brother Branham. They're going to stand at the end. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. I do believe in this last church age we'll be caught up with people of that church age. You know, this last church age is going to be people that receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's going to be some people are going to be Pentecostal people that didn't know this message because Brother Branham wasn't on the scene yet. But Azusa Street happened in, 1907, around that time, and the Spirit of God fell. They received in this last age. This is the last church age. Some people have received the message of the hour that didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They're not going to be there. The wedding garment is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's not the letter of this message. This message pointed that we must receive the original baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To get out of here.
Amen. Woo!
Praise God.
Praise
So we see the words are sealed up to the time of the end. God made a plan to seal things up and then to reveal them at the time of the end. Is that right?
Amen.
How would he do that? How would he reveal that? It's not going to come through man-made systems that perverted the Word of God. No way. It's not going to come through false ideas. It's not going to come through Hollywood. It's not going to come through showmanship. He's going to come the way he always came, through his prophets.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In humility.
Amen.
That's the way he does it. Now today, most people won't hear a prophet. They don't want nothing to do with a prophet, right? They want to do what they want to do. But what a blessing if you're able to hear God's true prophet.
Amen.
Right? Amos 3:7 says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets."
Amen.
See, to me, so if something's hidden up down through the years, how's he going to reveal it? He's going to reveal it through a prophet.
Amen.
That's a no-brainer. God uses prophets.
Amen.
He had a prophet before that foreran the first coming of Christ. Why wouldn't he have a prophet before the second coming of Christ?
Amen.
His word actually promised that Elijah would come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Amen.
Do you realize what we have access to?
Amen.
The voice of God to this generation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living Lord.
I believe it with all my heart. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Brother Branham used this scripture when he started to preach the seven seals. And he also used that other scripture we read in Matthew about, you know, it's hid from the wise and prudent, but revealed unto babes. And then he used this scripture here. And I love this scripture. And I love what Brother Branham said about it. So let's go to that quote, Sean. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report, to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed? And there's a quote that I print out. Brother Branham, in God and Simplicity, which he preached before the seals and after the seals. Why would he do that? Why would he preach before the seals and after the seals? Because it's important. God hiding himself in simplicity, then revealing himself in the same simplicity. Right?
Amen.
So here's the quote. And now, this is just a little service. He's talking about the sermon here. It'll blend right in with it, though, with the seven seals. So listen to every word, catch it. And if you're taking it on tapes or anything, then you stay right with that tape teaching. Don't say nothing but what the tape says.
Amen.
Well, how many people have violated that?
Yes, sir.
and they say they believe the message. They say they're staying with what Brother Branham taught. And they're guessing and guessing and guessing. I think it means this. I think it means that. I got a revelation from God. Help us, Lord. Don't say nothing but what the tape says. Just say exactly what the tape says, see? Now, because some of those things, we're going to understand a whole lot about this now, why it's misunderstood. See, and again, Brother Bram, you can listen to the sermon, but people go way out looking for God, but it's right, he's simple right there. See, they think it's some mysterious thing, but it's not. He already interpreted it. Brother Branham's life and ministry was the interpretation of the Word of God.
Amen.
He said Elijah would come, and he did.
Amen.
Wasn't mysterious. Why? It's misunderstood. Are you? And see, and you be sure to say just what the tape says. Don't say nothing else. How many times did he say, say what the tape says?
Amen.
They're warning signs. You ever drive down the road and you see this big warning? Don't go no further. There's a cliff just beyond here. Don't stop. Proceed. Don't proceed. Right? That's what these are. They're warning signs. And we got people around the mess say, that don't mean nothing. Let's go right through and see what we can find out. And they go off into the abyss. Lord, help us. Don't say nothing. I don't say that of my own. Well, who told him?
Amen.
It's him that says it.
Amen.
So he stressed over and over again. Don't come up with wacky ideas. Say what the tape says. It's simple. It's not complicated. Say what it says. I don't say that of my own. It's him that says it. He told me to tell you. Stay with the tapes.
Hey!
Stay with what it says.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now notice, he didn't say stop preaching, which some people are saying today. They're interpreting this to say tapes only. Brother Branham never said tapes only. When he was directly asked about it, he said, no, keep preaching until Jesus comes. See?
Amen.
So be careful. Remember, there's extremes on both sides. We got an extreme that disregards the tapes and goes off on all kinds of false ideas. Then we got extremes that say, tapes only, tapes only. You just, you know. I believe in listening to the tapes. I think every one of you should have a personal, individual relationship with Brother Branham's ministry. I really do. I think you spend hours and hours of your own. So then you could see, is what Brother John's preaching, does it line up with the message? If I go somewhere else and they're preaching something different, does that line up with? If you don't know what the message says yourself, how are you going to know? And I'm not going to apologize for that, because I know how important it is for you to hear directly what a prophet of God said.
Amen.
All right. I don't say that on my own. It's him that says it, you see. So many times confusion, people will rise up and say, well, so-and-so said it meant so-and-so. Let's just leave it the way it is.
Amen.
See, that's the way we want the Bible. Just leave the Bible the way the Bible says it. That's the way we want it. See, just like that. Don't put on no interpretation to it. Don't put no interpretation. It's already interpreted, see?
Amen.
That's one of the keys about, like, the seven seals. What he said was the interpretation of it. And people tried to make it all some kind of mysterious thing, and they misinterpreted it. You understand? They misinterpreted it by not just being humble enough to accept that what he said was the interpretation of it.
Amen.
And when he said in the seventh seal, that's not for to be known right now. Well, maybe it's just not known to the public people, but we're supposed to know. See, that's not being humble. That's trying to be clever. And that's not taking what he said. Even after the seven seals, he said, you know, the seventh seal hasn't opened yet. That's his coming. We know we don't get that yet. See how he's going to come, when he's going to come, and all those things. Just because you know that's his coming, that doesn't mean you understand it all.
Amen.
How's he going to come? When's he going to come? That is a mystery.
Amen.
And he said they will be revealed at that time.
That's right. Amen.
couple of years ago, I had a brother come into the back there, and he's telling me, I got the revelation of the seventh seal. And I try not to roll my eyes, and I said, okay, brother, what is it? He said it would happen right at that time then. I know, so it's time right now. And he explained his interpretation. And every time I've heard somebody tell me, I'm saying, this doesn't ring in here. It doesn't ring a bell.
Amen.
See, why can't we be humble enough to wait on God? Always trying to manufacture something. That's what Eve did that caused the problem. You don't manufacture revelation. You humble yourself in your own sight. You humble yourself in God's eyes. You humble yourself to the place, and then He just gives it to you.
Amen.
You don't study yourself into revelation. It'll take you farther from it. So now we get to the scripture that Brother Ram is talking about. See, it's already interpreted. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now let me read that again closely. Who has believed our report, question, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? In other words, if you have believed our report, then the arm of the Lord has been revealed. See? Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now someone always going to say, well, he said just leave it the way it is, and then he said in other words it means this. Because he was a prophet of God. The interpretation of the word comes to the prophet. And he didn't change what it said. He just shed more light on it.
Amen.
See, if you just look at it, in other words, if you have believed our report, then the arm of the Lord has been revealed to you. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The person that believed our report, the arm of the Lord. See, what I'm trying to say is, if you believe the prophet of God, Isaiah is saying, if you believed Isaiah, you got blessings because you believed Isaiah's prophecy. If Brother Branham's ministry came, and if he is the literal interpretation of the Word of God, the literal fulfillment of Malachi 4, if he is that literal one, and you believed his report, then the arm of the Lord is revealed to you. The strength of God, the power of God, the revelation of God. God's mercy, God's grace, God's provided way to escape in this day is revealed to you. The voice of God has been made plain to you.
Thank you, Lord.
But if you don't believe it, and all the skeptics today, Brother Branham, I feel sorry for them because they don't benefit from it.
Amen.
Doubt and fears came in their mind. They sometimes, you know, many people, I hate to say this, I'm going to say it anyway. Many people that go off away from Brother Branham and criticize him, they're lifted up in their own thinking about themselves. They're lifted up. They think more of their own opinion when they have no manifestation of God. They've not manifested anything that shows Christ in them. And they criticize Brother Branham. Signs, wonders, miracles, humility, a ministry where thousands, millions come to Christ. How dare anybody criticize that ministry? Even if you don't agree with it, if you really sincerely don't see it, then you walk away quietly and say, I don't understand it. But how can you criticize that ministry, that discernment?
Hallelujah.
Same exact Woo! Gift that Hallelujah. Jesus Christ manifested.
Amen.
See, here's the thing. When you walk away from a ministry that was the manifested word of God, you're walking away from God.
Amen, 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 amen.
John the Baptist was the Word made flesh. There's no doubt about that.
Yes,
he was a voice crying in the wilderness. And those people that followed John the Baptist, they were following God.
Amen.
He was the Word made manifest.
Amen.
He was the Word made manifest. Jesus was the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
That's the mother load, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's the one we worship. We don't worship any other man. No other prophet gets worshiped, right? Only Jesus.
Amen.
Because he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
But then after that, you know, there was other ministries, and I believe Brother Branham was a ministry that manifested the Word of God. And I'll take any Christian, any minister, any pope, priest, overseer, and I'll take the Bible and I'll show them Brother Branham's ministry in the Bible.
Amen.
I'm not afraid to stand with them and show them. If they'll be honest and they take this Bible, They'll see it.
Amen.
If God reveals it to them, right? Because it's very clear. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, Brother Branham was highlighting something just before the seven seals because it was very important. If you can believe what he said about the seven seals, the arm of the Lord is revealed. See, in the seven seals, he showed what happened through the history. He showed how the devil started out as a saying, and it's even in the church ages, it's there, how it goes from Nicolaitan, the deeds, and then it goes into doctrine. And then the seven seals, you see the Antichrist, he comes in like subtle, and then it's a saying, and then the saying becomes a doctrine, and then it goes into forcing. That's the way it is with people around the message now. If you don't agree with their interpretation, they cut you off. Forcing.
Amen.
Demon spirit.
Amen.
Christianity is not forced religion.
No, sir.
Never was, never will be.
Amen.
He wants you to willingly serve him.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Lord.
And we present the gospel to whosoever will, but if they don't want to follow it, then we just say it's up to you, Lord.
Amen.
No forcing. No forcing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you have believed our report, then the arm of the Lord is revealed. Praise God. The strength, the power. Now, God doesn't only speak through his prophets. Do we understand that?
Amen.
God speaks through his word directly.
Amen.
God also speaks through a fivefold ministry.
Amen.
He does. And it looks so humble sometimes, people just don't even recognize it as God.
Yes, sir. Amen. Right. It's good, Brother John.
Remember when Jesus was on earth and they said, and he's starting to declare, you know, the word of God, and, you know, they're like, we know his family, we know his brother, we know where he came from. I saw him trip and fall as a little kid. He was clumsy, right? I don't know if that happened, but they saw Jesus growing up and they couldn't imagine. They knew all the people around. They said, who is this? They looked at the human side and missed the deity side.
Amen.
That same thing happens in the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
People look at a man and they see his flaws and faults, and they don't realize God's not looking at that.
Yes, sir. Amen. That's good, Brother John.
If there's a gift in somebody's life for ministry, to minister the gospel, that gift is God.
Amen.
Any gift is from God.
Amen.
Right? That gift is God. The gift is not us. See, sometimes ministers stumble because they see God working and they think, hey, aren't I great? Look at that. But it wasn't them at all. The true understanding is we're nothing. If God's working in us, that's him working in us.
Amen.
There's no boasting in Christianity.
Amen.
Clear thinking says, listen, if anything good happens, it's him, not me.
Amen.
Right? But some people get lifted up, and then even some congregations can lift up a ministry, and then they're puffing up a man, and he thinks he's something great.
Amen.
You know, there's no big I's and little U's.
Yes,
Jesus is the one.
Hey!
Hallelujah!
It's all about Jesus. If I see something good in you, I'm going to give the credit to you, but really Jesus in you.
Amen.
I might compliment you and say, you know, that was... I saw something in you. That was Jesus in you. See, and we don't take the credit for ourselves.
Amen.
See, but a lot of times you got two sides to it. You got someone, people just focus on the flaws of man, and then they disregard what's being said. And then other people, they lift a man so high up, it's like Nicolaitanism, you know, conquers the laity. We got to get in the middle of the road and realize
Amen.
There is no perfect person. In the fivefold ministry, God uses flawed people
Amen.
To actually speak.
Amen.
Amen.
See, how is the third pull going to work? Is God going to, like, out of the dust of the ground, form a perfect person and then speak through that person? He's going to take flawed people, let's just say it, sinners saved by grace.
Amen. Amen.
And he's going to wash them with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By faith, they're washed with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They're whiter than snow.
Amen.
He's going to fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And then when the timing's just right, the Spirit of God is going to come down, and it doesn't have to be the ministry. It can be anyone with the Holy Ghost, and God's going to take control of their voice, and He's going to speak creative power.
Hallelujah.
That's a promise for this age.
Amen.
What an exciting time.
Amen.
See, remember the countdown message? How, you know, horse and buggy age was Luther, and then Wesley was the car, and then Pentecost was the airplane got off the ground, but we're in the astronaut age.
Amen.
Leaving the earth, right?
Yes,
sir. So, advancements in technology typed advancements in the spiritual.
Amen.
Well, what's technology doing today? Voice activation. Right? Start. Right? You know, everything. On. Off.
Amen.
Right? You could wire your house, turn on the radio. Right?
Amen.
The technology's here.
Amen.
Today.
My.
It's a perversion of the real thing. God is going to come down in a supernatural way, not with technology, but by the Spirit of living God, and He's going to take a voice, and He's going to speak and create.
Amen.
See, that's why don't be worried about the squeeze. Don't be worried about the tribulation coming. Don't be worried about trouble coming. God's more than able to come on the scene and do wonderful things.
Amen.
Wonderful
Hallelujah.
Things. Do you serve a miracle working God or
Amen.
Not? We ought not to be afraid. We're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So again, He speaks in many ways. You know, God can speak to you through a stranger.
Amen.
Not only, I'm not just talking about angels unawares that come in and, you know, you might have an angel in your midst, right? But He could take a total stranger, just another human being, and He could speak through them.
Amen.
And I was sitting at that time that I was a security guard, and I believe it was God spoke through this nurse. I didn't really know her. She didn't really know me. But I'm expecting Maureen to be converted. And, of course, in my mind, I had just listened to the tape Desperation, and I was in desperation. And it was kind of a manufactured desperation. So then I went to Maureen, and I said, I'm not going to eat until you believe. Now, that was me. You know, maybe I was so inspired, I thought it was God, but it, you know, in the end, looking back, it was just me, you know. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, it's just us.
Amen.
You know, we think it's God doing it, but it's just us.
Amen.
And she's like, well, you're going to starve. And she was worried about me because I had that, like, serious look, you know, like, I ain't eating until you believe. See, again, forced religion. It's not of God.
Amen. That's good.
So I was working the midnight shift at a hospital, and I was walking around the outside of the hospital, and bless God, she's going to believe, you know. And, you know, that voice is just coming back to me. Really? And what happened is right as the shift changed, I'd be out, because the nurses would come out to the garage, and they were worried about trouble, so they had a security guard out there. And so nurses are coming in, and nurses are leaving around 11 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I was out there. And so I didn't tell the story of Maureen or anything to this nurse, but she walks in and I said to her, praise God, you know, my wife's a believer, you know, and I forget what I said. There's no way she could have known the whole situation. And she's walking and she said, and I knew she was a Christian, elderly Christian woman. And she's walking and she stopped. Praise God. And she turned and she said, you know, God don't always come on our time, but He's always on time.
Amen.
And I was like, that don't affect me. Bless God. Bless God, you know. It's going to happen now. We always want it now. That's a human failure. Let's leave the time into God.
Amen.
So that through the night, her voice kept ringing out, you know, God don't always come on our time, but always on our time. And by the end of that shift in the morning, I realized God had spoken to me through that nurse.
Amen.
That it wasn't going to happen right now, but it'll happen on time. Praise God.
Amen.
God can speak if you're listening, if we're sensitive enough. Here's what I think. I think God does speak and we're not listening.
Amen.
As Job said, He passes me by and I perceive Him not. Sometimes we come to church and say, I didn't get nothing out of it, but I fixed my tractor, right? But God spoke to you,
yes, sir,
but you weren't listening.
Amen.
That's good.
Right? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God speaks.
Amen.
God speaks, but are we listening?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let's go. We're talking about the fivefold ministry. Let's go to Romans 10. I'll try and finish up here. Romans 10, 15.
Glory be to you by the name of God.
Romans 10, 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now listen, we realize if you have faith, that's a revelation to you. Faith is a revelation. Do you understand that?
Amen.
In other words, it's been revealed to you that something shall be that you cannot see.
Amen.
God revealed it to you, a direct revelation, if you have real faith. See? So, faith is a revelation. We're blessed to hear if we can receive. If you hear the gospel and you can receive it, the word of God, the key is being able to know which voice is God and which is not. See? God help us to do that. But what I want you to see is, it's not just Brother Branham that God speaks through in this generation.
Amen.
God can speak through a fivefold ministry. God can speak through one another. God can speak through you. Let me just turn to one more scripture, Sean. I'm going to have to skip some stuff. Luke 10, 16. I'm going to have to skip some things, but I want to talk about this today. Luke 10, 16. He that heareth you, heareth me. He's talking about a real believer, a real Christian, a disciple of Christ. And he that despiseth you, despiseth me.
Amen.
And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. I want you to see this. If you're a born-again Christian, and you're in Christ, and the Holy Ghost is anointing you, and you speak under the Holy Ghost anointing, and you speak the truth, that's the voice of God. That's God speaking. All of heaven backs up that truth. You may feel like you're alone when you're witnessing to somebody, but all of heaven's backing that up. The truth of the Word of God with the right Spirit of God, and I say that because some people have the letter and they don't have the Spirit.
Amen.
But the truth of the Word of God presented along in the right Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, that is, once again, Christ manifested. And these signs shall follow them that believe. God will confirm it with supernatural signs and wonders. That should be our expectation.
Amen.
Don't hesitate. Listen, you know why people hesitate? Because they doubt. And you know where doubt comes from? It's from the devil. So listen, you need to turn it around and do it like this. The devil won't come out and say, you're not a believer. He won't do that. Because that, then you'll go back and you'll say, yes, I am a believer. Right? He just makes you doubt that God wants to use you or work with you. But he won't challenge you like that. So you need to challenge yourself with that question. Am I a believer? Listen, I'm a believer or not?
Amen.
Am I a Christian or not?
Amen.
And if I am a Christian believer, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
That's it right there. You don't have to understand any more than that. Don't focus on your flaws. That's the devil always wants you to focus on your faults, your flaws, your sins that you've done. He always wants you to focus on, because he's not going to tell you the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed you from all sin, see? He's never going to tell you that.
Right.
You have to believe that by faith that you've been forgiven.
Amen.
You have to receive the pardon, accept the pardon, and believe that he washed you white as snow.
Amen.
But to take God at his word, to stand on the front lines and be a witness, you got to have a little bit of boldness that you are a believer and all of heaven's going to back you up when you speak the truth.
Amen.
It appears that you're alone here, but there's angels all around.
Amen.
Looking into what you're doing.
Amen.
When you're witnessing to a soul, when you're talking about someone's eternal destination, God is there.
Amen.
I remember one time we were... Maureen and I had the privilege to go to France, and Bucky and Andrea Buckman came with us. Remember that trip, Maureen? I had a friend through work who was an unbeliever. His name was Bruno Bergeon. And I liked him as a man, you know, but yet he didn't want to believe that there was a God. So we get over there, and he was married to this woman that we just met on this trip, and I forget her name, but... Huh?
Valerie.
So Valerie was there. And I hadn't pre-planned this or anything. We were just going over and we said hello and they showed us around a little bit. But I remember sitting in their living room and I'll never forget it. And you can ask George, Bucky, and Andrea about it. And ask Maureen. But we're sitting in a living room and I started to talk about God and the things of God. And there came such a presence in the room. And I wasn't saying anything complicated. It was just simple truth. But I know in my heart I loved them and I wanted them to see. And at the end, it got quiet in the room and I was talking and then I stopped talking after a few, I don't know how many minutes it was. And Valerie, I'll never forget her face. She said, "It's as if God brought you here to speak to us."
Amen.
And that floored me. Because normally people don't receive it that way.
Amen.
But there was such a presence in the room. Later on, Bucky was saying, "Whoa, did you feel that presence of God?" When you stand for the Word of God,
amen,
and you're in love trying to witness to somebody, you are on the front lines. God cares about that.
Amen.
He will vindicate your word with his presence, with signs and wonders and miracles.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Let's all stand.
Amen.
The voice of God.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Well, we didn't get to finish it today, but maybe we'll continue on part three. So I'm not normally going to parts like that, but I've enjoyed it because, you know, I really believe by the grace of God, we've heard the voice of God.
Amen.
We have access. Oh God, Lord, help us to push aside all the distractions. Help us to push aside the things that don't matter. Help us to make room for your voice and your truth and the real revelation. May we receive it. May we act upon it. May we keep the word of God in our hearts.
Amen.
Forgive us where we failed you, Lord. Forgive us where we've yielded to wrong spirits, O God. Forgive us where we've been, all the noise of the world has deadened your voice. O God, set us free to worship you, Lord. Set us free, Lord Jesus. Bless each and everyone here today. O God, we love you, Lord Jesus. How we need you, Lord, in this end time. We realize we're at the end, O God. Quicken your word to us, O God. Fill us with your Spirit, O God. Wash us in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord, from all sin. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thou art worthy. I don't know what number that song is, but I just want to sing that to him. Thou art worthy to receive glory. Is that in there, Sean? Thou art worthy? What number is that? Huh? 461. Isn't he worthy today? Let's just worship the Lord Jesus. 461 in the songbooks. Oh, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou to receive glory. Oh, to receive glory. Glory and honor. Glory and honor and power. Yes, Lord, for thou hast created, hast all things created. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure sing that again. Thou art worthy. Oh, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Oh, Lord, praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power. For thou hast all things created, thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure. Oh.